There is one thing I want to talk about before we get started. I just came back from upstairs where Zane just took a boo-boo, and there were skid marks all over the fucking
You're
toilet.
You're saying that like you've never left a skid mark on the, in the toilet.
I've left skid marks, but then I also got rid of the skid mark.
Who went upstairs and took a pot of shit and then flush?
After they've taken the shit?
Wait, is it expected, though, if you do leave like a skid mark in a toilet that it should be clean? Like,
I would never leave a skid mark.
So what do you do?
If you, don't,
you
if,
use the toilet
like cleaner? Little brush, the little brush scrubby.
If there's no brush upstairs, how am I supposed to clean it with my hands?
Say, hey, there Heath, is a brush.
Heath, I need to talk to you real quick. I left the skid mark.
Or you flush it in the one moment that like the water has like
you
come
wipe
back,
it, you wipe it. Yes, I've done that. Oh
Ew.
My god!
Well, what a great way to start this podcast. I hope you guys
oh
aren't
god.
Eating anything.
I thought I was the only one that did that.
Right when you flush and go.
Hurry up!
Unbelievable! Disgusting!
It's disgusting!
Disgusting!
Oh my! Roll the intro.
Oh, roll
baby.
The intro, baby. It's coffee.
It's coffee time, babe.
Okay, hold on. We both have little cupcakes already, just in case we get hungry during the podcast. It's cupcake talk, baby.
Hey,
cheers.
This shit looking good.
Heath, you weren't supposed to eat that cupcake till like halfway through that. Like that was supposed
was
to be a little
a,
treat once we got
prop.
Halfway.
It wasn't a
it was a, it was kind of like a rush. She put on little like small little plates to really go with the knickknacks that
you
she put on
leave,
here.
You cannot leave sweets around me. I'm going to sniff that bitch out.
Well, I mean, now we got to make it like balanced over here. So I'm going to eat mine too.
Mariah, did you make these cupcakes?
Yes, I did. No, I didn't. At all. Not even close.
But these don't even look like she made them. They're like, they look too like store-bought.
I know.
Wow, you don't think my girlfriend could cook?
Does anybody take the bottom of the cupcake and put it on top and make a sandwich?
No. I think I saw a hack like that. So you're getting like even.
Mariah, why was.
It's kind of genius. Like, I'm a little offended, but I'm like, that's kind of smart.
Mariah, I get it if it was like a bigger cupcake, but it's a small cupcake. It's supposed to be one bite.
But I mean, imagine an Oreo that was cookie cream on top. I mean, it's a little silly.
That would be an Oreo.
What, have you seen those videos? Rio.
They would stack the Oreo cookies in a way where so they'd have cookie, cream, cookie, and go, Rio.
It's really funny.
I love
some
that.
Some people are really creative and like just funny.
Let me see your teeth. Teeth check. Icing check.
Oh, Zane's. Zane, I was so worried for you last night at the streamies because you brought the bottle of wine like up on
just the Zane, black like
that his wine teeth. Just gonna be like tinted.
David was like, Zane, bring up the bottle of wine. I'm like, I don't want to bring up the bottle. He's like, it's your brand, bring it up. I'm like, fuck,
it's your brand.
I'm like, shit, okay, whatever you want, David. But Heath and I did the we went to the streamies last night with mm-hmm. everybody. I honestly love those type of award shows because we all get to go together and it's like kind of our night.
And we don't feel out of place.
Exactly. Like when we go to other award shows, like when we get invited to go to like People's Choice or whatever,
right.
I always feel like out of place. Like I feel like I'm not supposed to be there. Or
like there's
I don't...
actual like celebrities and like musicians, artists.
Yeah. And honestly, we just go because we want to just enjoy it and have fun and
right.
watch people perform. And but you always kind of feel like you're not supposed to be there. But so it's cool to have a night for ourselves.
That was
and really
that was
celebrate.
That was home turf for us.
Yeah,
that felt
exactly.
good.
And they can afford the Beverly Hilton, so like they can have like
right.
a nice award show, you know. But
I thought it was amazing.
It was incredible. So Heath and I did our first hosting job, which is such a big deal to us because I can't host for shit.
It
I can barely do
terrifying.
This podcast.
It was probably one of the scariest things I've done yeah. in a long time. It was the same feeling as doing any sort of presentation for school, like when I hosted the talent show. For South Plantation.
Oh, okay.
I was shitting bricks. Like, it's the talent show. Like, it's not that
those
huge.
You're talking about the 60-second skit shows,
no,
right?
No, that I used to be terrified
dude, those
for.
Are so good.
I was
always surprised how good those shows were at South Plantation.
In our improv class in high school, we had something called 30 and 60. And at the end of, like, every semester, we would put a bunch of skits together and do, like, this huge show for the school.
And it was actually, it wasn't, like,
they were
cringy.
Funny.
They were funny.
They were, like,
funny
really good.
They would take the year to, like, come up with these skits
yeah.
and, like, have a huge show in the end of the year.
That's cool.
So a week and a half before the show, we were asked to host the streamies. And they came to me and I was like, there's no way I'm doing it alone.
Right.
Can Heath and I do it together? I think that'd be a lot of fun. And they're like, no, that'd be great. Like two for one. Perfect.
Yeah.
So Heath and I, we took the job and then realized the next day, like, oh my God.
Wait, we're going on stage. It's not like we're presenting from like around the corner. It's like we are up front and center.
In front of everybody that in the industry, like everybody we work with, everybody that we want to work with, they're just right. all there just gonna see us on stage.
Judging.
So we're like, you know what? We're just presenting. So all we got to do is read a couple lines and then say who wins. It's not bad at all. And then we got the script. And it was like, a lot of to me, it's anything more than three lines is a lot. For
anything
me
more than here's Kesha, and it's just
exactly
nope.
So Heath and I, we got the scripts, and you know, we don't want to make fun of anybody that wrote it, but like they were really, really cringy. Like I looked at Heath, I'm like, there's no way we can.
But the writers for award shows are always so bad. Like it's just like, come on.
But
yeah, because they're like trying to like appeal to,
right, and they don't want to be like offensive. They don't want to like say anything. Like it's just like general basic.
Yeah.
Entry level comedy, like, yeah,
but you know what? They did give us a chance to rewrite it, but there was just no time. Like, we couldn't do it.
Also, we're worse writers than them. we couldn't have wrote anything better, anyways.
That's why we can't complain too much about right. the writing.
Wait, should we run it real quick?
Yeah, run it. Yeah. See if you guys can remember.
Oh my god. All right. We are here tonight to present the award for best collaboration.
We collab a lot, and I think we're pretty good at it.
Yeah, we're like the yin and the yang,
ooh,
the hip to the hop.
Okay. The blue to the jeans.
Ooh, the you to the tube.
All right.
Thank you. You see?
Collaboration just comes naturally to us.
Wow.
Thank you.
I love that.
Way to go.
Thank you.
But
here's Trixie and Katya with the nominees for best collaboration. Are we announcing the winner?
Oh, no, we're just waiting for the video. To
oh, right.
And the Streamy for Best Collaboration goes to David Dobrik and Kylie Jenner.
Step right up and claim your prize.
Right after Heath and I finished that, we looked at each other. We're like, we did it. We did that. It was honestly the hardest thing I've ever done.
You guys was felt get up so good day. After it. It was like y'all had like we won the Super Bowl. Y'all were like, whoo, yeah. Man, I feel
no,
good.
We were saying it's like skydiving. You're terrified. You're like up there and you're like, oh my god, it's gonna happen. I'm screwed.
I might die. I might die on stage. And that's
and then
exactly
as soon as
how
you
felt.
Like as soon as you touch down, you're like, I want to do it again. That was actually really kind of cool.
Yeah. We were in the room, like there was other people in the room. We met Brittany Broski.
Oh,
yeah.
At
the kombucha,
she was
kombucha
the
girl
sweetest.
From it's crazy that she was on TikTok for like 3 months and is already on stage.
Just
is the trophy girl. Like
crazy.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
I'm really proud of her.
She
deserved
such a natural.
It.
And her
she's
outfit was amazing. Her
oh, she
outfit.
Looked great. Yeah.
I thought it was really funny. You just saw her the whole time just presenting each or giving each award. I thought that was really cute.
She's great.
But yeah, we were in there. Patrick Starr came back after his performance. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how was it out there? He was like, oh my God, I was so nervous. I'm like, fuck. I'm like,
it was nerve-wracking, but
really
we got
good.
Through it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Everybody said we did pretty good. And either they were being really nice to us or we did all right.
No, I think we didn't. And people said that we were like the funniest. We were the most authentic up there. I think that's really important too.
I was nervous for you guys though.
Oh, like, I know you were. You all had two cameras in each other.
I like y'all looked over at the table and they were just like this.
You all had your
staring
cameras.
Up. I was like, oh my God.
How nervous you guys
Yeah. And right. I was like, if this doesn't go well, this is going to affect the entire night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The night's over. That's it.
Oh my God. But I think it was just funny, like, seeing you guys prepare for this, like, days in advance, just rehearsing the same lines.
Yeah. No, I'm really proud of this because honestly, in any other situation, I feel like Heath and I would not take this job ever.
Right.
Like, we would just not put ourselves in that situation.
We will go down with this ship. It would be both of us together just sinking.
And like, I felt like Heath was so scared because he thought I was gonna fuck up because I felt like I was gonna fuck up.
I remembered both sets of lines just in case. Like, so just if you freeze.
But in the end, the Streamies was a great award show. I feel like this year was actually really nice.
That
I feel
was
like
fun.
Everybody looked great. Our entire front group, we looked really good.
We didn't take enough pictures.
Yeah. I think we're just enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
And I was especially enjoying the moment when Normani was looking at me the whole time.
Oh, they locked eyes for a hot second.
She did.
She was hitting
you. Like 4 or 5 times while she was performing, too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys also did like your first singing gig. So you had a hosting gig, but then you guys did.
So for the singing stuff, like when I first started doing it when we were on tour with David, I was terrified. But going out there, I felt super comfortable.
This was at Jingle Ball.
This was at the Jingle Ball, like the outside side show. Mariah and I went up to do Lonely Christmas with Scott when he was performing.
Yeah, we did.
So sick.
And I feel like you guys, like you guys knowing the song already, knowing the words, I feel like it makes you a lot more confident. Like
I was nervous for Mariah because that was like your first time. Like
I was nervous because I'm not a singer. Like
but after Skiver Dabber,
our Dipper Dax Gavern.
No, I think I was also nervous because I know like Scott has in ears and he only hears like everybody's voices.
It's
and,
just
like,
Mariah.
I was like so nervous about because I couldn't even hear myself singing.
Like, it's like the headphone challenge where people sing with
yeah.
like the, it's,
yeah.
It literally feels like that when you don't have in ears in.
Yeah, well, Mariah, we have a surprise for you. We actually have footage backstage of you with your mic with
unedited audio.
Wait, but Mariah, were you like dancing and singing? Were you like Dua Lipa
doing like,
oh
my god,
nobody wants.
Oh my god, I love it.
Hey!
Trying to put the shoe on without undoing the laces.
Your pencil sharpener at school.
No, it was really fun.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would do it again. Yeah. It's really fun. Once we hit the stage, I feel like we're both just like, oh, this is fine. We're having fun.
And you
fun.
Know what? You feel the best in the end when you're done.
Yeah. No, it was
then you're
really
like, fuck,
fun.
This could have been another five minutes and I would have been fine.
We could talk about how bad Scott did at the Jingle Ball.
Come on out, Scott.
He was
terrible. Scott's in the building.
Right now, Scott's actually here
right now. That's why I'm saying that.
He's listening to us right now. We have a little audience today, so that's exciting.
Well, now I'm nervous because I forgot for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
We saw Derek Huff and he...
Yeah.
Oh.
He recognized us.
It was when we walked backstage after our presentation.
We saw him at a party a couple nights ago. And it was like this Beverly Hills, just older house party.
It was like a Christmas party, like a holiday party, yeah.
David explained it to us and we were like, okay, whatever, let's just go. It ended up being like
our
favorite party.
The best party I've ever been to in LA in my entire life.
He was really nervous about it too. He was like, hey guys, like we should like spread out so it's not weird. I'm like, dude, I think it's fine. I mean, because there was a lot of like movie people there and like producers. And so it did look very intimidating.
Yeah.
But I think when you're just like confident, you just kind of like let loose and do your thing. We ended up getting this little section at this party and we were just dancing our ass off. And everyone was just like, are those kids having a lot of fun over there? And then people started watching us. And Derek Huff was one of them where he was just like,
they are having fun.
And Derek Huff, he's a dancer in Dancing with the Stars, the show. So it was funny seeing him. And when I saw he was looking, I was dancing even harder.
You went
I'm like,
so hard then.
Is he looking? Is he looking?
He's going to invite me on season 13 of Dancing with the Stars. So
would you ever join Dancing with the Stars?
I would do the tryouts, but I don't think I'd make it past the tryouts. Because it's like you have to memorize the fucking dance moves.
The Stars have to try out for Dancing with the Stars?
No, I would imagine.
No, they ask you. They ask you.
Oh, really?
I'm surprised they haven't asked like Liza or David or you know what I mean? I'm very because they have social. They had Nash Greer's little brother.
Pace.
Yeah. But I'm sure you have to go through some type of like approval. Where
you can't be like an awful dancer.
They had Bill Nye on there. He had two left feet. What do you mean?
Really?
Yeah. They have like older. They had like a 90-year-old on it. They don't. It's just entertainment.
Wait. Do you win money on it? Like, what do you win?
You win the trophy, right?
I don't think there's any money in the end. You know what? I think they pay you like
per
show.
Episode.
Like, yeah,
right.
But like, it's
but
not
the
no biggest
cash
amount.
Price.
Oh, but they're getting paid to just
like,
humiliate.
Yeah, and you like, I think you're, I think as an influencer, you just promote the show every time you're on it. Like, I think that's
but you
I think
get eliminated. Fun.
But you, like, you're taking a break. Like, you can't like, you just can't post. You can't do like much while you're doing that show because you're training.
I was on Dancing with the Stars.
You were?
You were?
Yeah.
What?
I was in a flash mob for Dance with the Stars.
Oh.
The ghetto.
It was literally the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, and they like taught us like this little choreography. Can't see me, but
but you're part of the whole.
But I'm part of the whole.
Aw.
Oh, that's cute. So recently, Matt, Todd, and Jeff went to Miami, our hometown. We couldn't get to go, which sucked because I really like to go to Miami, especially when these guys go, because it's a chance to go home.
Yeah, it was my first time in Miami.
What'd you think?
Oh, how
loved it. I do. I think it's a little tacky sometimes.
Of course.
It
it's like Miami Vice.
It is exactly what you think Miami is.
Right. It's dirty. I like the vibe. I like the beach. I like the weather. But like, you know, they have like a glass Christmas tree in like the hotel lobby. I'm like, just give me a normal Christmas tree. But like Miami's like, no, Christmas tree, but make it glass.
Like when you know Fountain Blue is the nicest hotel there and it looks like that, you know it's like a problem.
Well,
that's just how Miami is.
This hotel.
Were you at the Fountain Blue?
We were at the Fountain Blue. I get to the Fountain Blue. Todd, we're in Miami for Todd's book signing, Todd and Darren. It's a great book. You should read it. But anyways, I got there a little late. They were already out enjoying Art Basel and everything. I check into the hotel. They go... Eric, Todd's tour manager guy, texted me. He goes, just give him your name. They'll give you the room key. You're good to go. Uh-huh. I go there and I'm like, hey, my name is Matt King. They go, oh, okay. Like, you've already checked in. And I go, well, yeah, because probably because Eric, I'm staying in his room. And she goes, okay, here are your keys. They give me my keys. It says Matt King on it. I go all the way up to the room. I check in or walk into the room. And I notice that there's one bed, not two. And I'm like, oh, man, maybe Eric books, you know, just one bed. I'm just going to be sleeping with Eric. Like, whatever. I set my bags down, and then I go use the restroom. I sit down on the toilet. I'm taking a poop.
taking a poop,
just chilling on my phone, and then I look over to the bathroom counter.
What the
and
fuck?
I see like a girly toiletries bag.
No.
And I go,
what?
Wait, that's a girl's toiletries bag. And I go, is there a girl staying with us?
No.
No. And then
don't tell me you're in the wrong room. Gosh.
Dude, I finish up, I clean up, I then go into the bedroom and I'm like putting together the puzzle pieces now. And I go, I see a curling iron, two heels.
Oh,
and
I also
sports are on the TV and I'm like, someone's been in here. So then I FaceTime Eric and I go, hey Eric, is there a girl staying like in our room? And he goes, no, why? And I go, well, what is all this? And I like flip the camera around and I start showing him the room and he's like, dude, Matt, that is not our room. You need to get out of there now.
God.
Like, and you use the bathroom?
I use the bathroom.
Could you imagine if you're like sitting there taking a shit, you look over and she's sleeping and you're just like,
I've always imagined that situation, but I never thought it would actually happen to anybody.
Okay, and so I am like in just a big huff and puff. I go all the way down there and I go, what? Oh, and this is crazy. I pick up like all of my wallet and everything, and there was also other hotel key cards and stuff. And I go down to the counter and I'm like, you sent me to the wrong room. They go, well, what's your name? I'm like, my name's Matt King. And they go, room 518, it says Matt King. And I'm like, well, that's not me. And I give him the cards back and I realized I had three cards. She goes, I only gave you two. So there was another Matt King staying at the hotel.
Get the fuck out of here, Matt.
I'm not kidding you.
Did you try to meet this guy?
Well, I was kind of like, when I was going back to the elevator, I was like seeing which floor, if this guy was going to click five, and I'd be like, Matt King?
Like, there's no way. There's no way there's another Matt King.
Yes, there was another Matt King staying there with him and his girlfriend. But I keep thinking to myself, would it have been worse if I had just walked in the room and they were in there, or imagine me being in the room already
and then they and came them in and coming in shit. They get back into the room and they're just like,
no, that's probably what's happening. Oh, sweetie,
did somebody
we've been out to dinner for 3 hours, like, what did someone just take a shit recently?
I like check and it's like the, you know, when the toilet is like refilling with water, like,
well, that's where the skid marks come back in.
Wow.
And then,
honey, these are not our skid marks.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
you should have left something so it was like just a little different.
I can't believe, like, because I was in such a hurry to go meet up with all the guys, I just, not surprised I didn't drop my bags in there and just left and I didn't even realize it was somebody
else's. You dropped something else in there, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
And can you imagine that, coming into your room and then seeing like another bag and like all this other stuff and being like,
imagine
who
the
is in our room?
Crazy. She thinks he was cheating. You that's what fucking I was about to say. Pig. And you're like, nah. You couldn't even explain that.
And it's crazy. Like, if you walked, if they were in there and you walked in, like, technically they could like hurt you because you're like,
yes, you know I was upset. I go, like, you put me like in danger. I felt really uncomfortable after it. Like,
yeah.
I hate being like a guest who like complains and stuff, but I was like, that wasn't cool. I felt really unsafe.
And not even for you, like for the girl, like it just, any, there's 20 different things that could have happened in that situation.
Awful.
Like, thank God she wasn't in there.
Yeah.
But imagine them coming in and Matt being like, get out. And she's like, no, you get out. And he's like, what are you talking about?
They didn't realize that there were two Matt Kings.
Well, so I was under Eric's room. It was his name and I was his guest. But when they searched Matt King, primary guest came in. And when she goes, have you already checked in? I was like, well, yeah. Like, my roommate or the guy who I'm staying with has checked in. So I assume, the Matt King you have that's checked in is me.
No.
But no, another. Meanwhile, though, that Matt King has no idea that I was in his room.
If you're listening, Matt King.
If you're listening, Matt King, and if you were at Art Basel in Miami staying
at
the Fountain Blue.
Sorry, I took a shit in your toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anything else that happened in Miami, though?
Oh!
Yeah, another crazy story happened in Miami. Well, it wasn't really in Miami. It was in the air coming from Miami to L.A., which is a very long flight, like a over four-hour long flight. I'm sitting in the exit row with Todd and Jeff, and we're sitting there, 2 hours left to land. And the lights are off. The whole like cabin is dark, like kind of asleep and everything. And I start smelling like this like scent of a cigarette. And I'm like, does someone smell like cigarettes? But it's been this long into the flight. I'm really surprised that I'm just now noticing the smell of someone around me who smells like cigarettes.
Right.
And then it starts like smelling like it's really close. Oh my and gosh. Todd's like napped out, napping, and then Jeff's napping. Are you kidding me? Scott, I'm in the middle of a really good story. No warning? Oh, you're doing it again.
We just moved down two slots in the App Store. Thank you, Scott.
Wow. Okay, so back to what I was saying.
Now so back to what I was saying.
I knew it. It's like I think it and you guys just do it.
I hate it.
People are listening like, get to the fucking story.
We continue with another conversation.
We just completely ignore everything.
We forget. Never tell
no,
the
I
story.
Have a crazy flight story.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm getting really frustrated. Because like, okay.
He's so red.
Matt, get to it. Get to it.
Okay, okay. So I tap Todd because he's been like napping and I'm like, dude, do you smell that? And he's like, oh my God, that's someone is smoking. And we like start like looking up or down and around. And sure enough, across the aisle is this girl just like puffing
away.
Like this close to us.
Like an actual cigarette. Like
actual
a
cigarette.
Legit cigarette.
Lit cigarette and just going.
What?
Inhaling
what the,
and
what
exhaling.
Was she thinking?
How old was she? How old was this
Looked
girl?
Like our age. Dude, really? I'm not kidding you.
I was
going
to say, if she's older, maybe she hasn't flown since like the 70s.
Well, so this is, so yeah.
I thought it was an older lady. That video looked like it was an older lady.
No, this girl, I maybe 32 at the.
Did she look like she was from here or like from another country like visiting? Didn't know the rules?
No, she was speaking English like. For a little bit, but right when she like landed and she like called somebody on the plane, she was speaking like another language. I couldn't pick up what language it was. So I think she was like from somewhere else. I started getting really like anxious and like very nervous because it's just, you know, when you feel like when the cabin is like feels unsafe, I feel
anything
unsafe.
Anything that happens in the air unusual freaks me out. Yes. So that situation would
have
been
so I would yeah. I would think something like that's somebody being like, fuck it, here we go. Let's do this.
Just
fucking
really
thing.
Pissed.
You know what I mean? Like, but yeah. People wouldn't do that. That's crazy.
It's that is really scary. Like this girl has nothing to lose. Like, so I'm gonna start right now.
Here it goes. Yeah. It's going down. Let's fucking.
That's so fucking.
So
scary.
I immediately wanted to pull out my phone and film it, but then I was like, I don't want to be that guy who to just be like to egg on a situation by filming right. it. Like I was already just felt unsafe. I didn't want to film her and then her snap at me and be like, are you filming me? And then just cause a
flicks it at you.
And flicks
they
it
can't
at me and it was like
they're listening to Kids Bop.
She blames it on me. She flicks it to me and I'm like, and the flight attendant goes, are you smoking? It was her. She just flicked it on me. So the flight attendant comes all the way down and she goes, ma'am, you cannot smoke on a flight, and like points up to the light and is like, what are you doing? Takes the cigarette out of her hand. And then, and I thought
hits it real quick. Hits it real quick and then puts it. You can't do that.
I thought the flight attendant would like put it out like in the woman's drink or something right there. But no, the flight attendant, because it's like protocol to like put out like it. She had to walk down the rest of the aisle with the cigarette
wow.
to go put it away like in a proper ashtray. Whoa. Which I thought was weird. Like she had to then walk down the rest of the cabin yeah. with this lit ooh. Cigarette.
And then show everybody else on the plane. Like,
but yeah, you know what? Why is there an ashtray on the plane? Maybe you can smoke on a plane.
I wonder how often that happens. People who actually don't know.
I can't imagine that happens often.
No,
was she
definitely
drinking?
Not.
So I was like kind of questioning and trying to figure it out. Because I was like, either this woman is drunk or she's just on like a lot of fucking pills and has no clue like what state of mind she's in. Because the first thing that, after the woman
took it. You're
coming
from Miami? She was on a flocka?
Yeah.
She was feeling good.
and all the woman is doing is like, when the flight attendant's like, you cannot be smoking. What are you doing? She's like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. That's all she could like say. It was like, I know. I'm sorry.
Almost like she'd done it before and knows this. It's like she knew yeah. she could get half a cigarette down before they stop her. And then she's just like, I'm sorry.
No, because the smoke, you would never get away with
yeah.
a smell.
No.
The smell's just, it's
no,
too
I'm saying,
strong.
Like, what if she's like done it before? Like the way, like, if I didn't know and I fucked up, I'd be, oh my God, I am so sorry. Like, I please don't arrest me because that's a fucking felony.
I think.
But it seems like the way she's reacting, it seems almost like she's done it before knowing she didn't get yeah. like, in trouble. So it's just like,
baby girl, get a jewel.
I said, I think the girl forgot she was on a flight. Because then what happens, right when the flight attendant is talking to her, she has her phone out and keeps trying to like, call someone like and be on her phone, and the woman is like,
she was on something.
And the woman was like, "What are you doing? You can't call anybody on a flight. Like, we're in the air right now." And she was like, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
She's a time traveler. She like,
oh my God,
where you can make calls on a plane, and she's just like, "What?"
Yeah.
So she didn't get in any trouble.
No. I was like pretty obsessed about the whole situation, dude. I pulled out my laptop. I started Googling what happens when you start smoking on a flight, because I was like, is this woman going to get fined? Is she going to get arrested right when we land? And dude, I was looking at her like on her phone. You ever like look at someone like behind what their back doing? And
always,
you can see?
Always.
And she just like couldn't figure out the Wi-Fi, kept opening up the same apps and stuff, and was just not knowing what she was doing. Weird. So she was clearly fucked up. So the whole flight, I'm like prepared, like shit's going to go down when we're landing.
Right,
I can't wait.
Get pulled
I
off, it's going to be...
And no, nothing. Like, she just walked off like it was no big deal. I really wanted to say something to flight attendants and be like, did that woman just get away with, like, smoking on a flight? Did you guys just let that happen? Like,
that's crazy.
The flight attendants are like, it's never happened, so I guess we'll just let this one go.
And Jeff was egging this woman. Well, he was, like, egging this
Do
woman
another.
On. But
oh,
like,
I heard.
Do
I
another.
Heard. He's like, hey, how about trying some Nicorette, huh? And I go, Jeff, shut up, shut up. Because I didn't want this woman to snap at him
right.
and be like, and then she goes, are you talking to me? And then we have to land the flight. I was like, please just let this situation go. Don't provoke this woman. And Jeff was just like calling it out. He was making the people around us laugh. But I was like, this isn't funny.
A situation like that would cause a plane to land, though. Like anything where you make people feel uncomfortable, that plane is going right down. That's crazy how like you just ruin everybody's plans by one little one thing that like you caused. Like, it's crazy. So selfish.
Oh,
as we got kicked off a plane, remember we got kicked off a plane?
Oh, that was...
Heath and I were so fucking livid when we got kicked off a
really,
plane.
I was really, really, really mad. Because I wasn't even next to anybody. I was on the other side. Like, I was rows away from you guys. And they all get fucking in trouble on the plane.
And then they
look at me and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to stay. And then she's like, oh, you're with them? And I was like... No, they're like, you too, you're out.
What happened?
Like, so the situation was that they wanted to do a bit where Jason's walking through an airport with like an orange jumpsuit, like he's
stupid.
A prisoner, which is so crazy. And he gets on the plane and like, just like normal, no one's really stopping him. People are starting to look at him like, oh, this is weird. But like people starting to realize that it's a joke because we're laughing, whatever. They were doing this bit where Todd pretended he like swallowed the keys to the handcuffs. And they were like fake keys, like the fake keys, like for the fake handcuffs. And I turned around, I was like, hold on, Todd, did you actually swallow that? He's like, yeah. I'm like, David, did he actually swallow that? He's like, and he like said, they both kept on like making believe that he swallowed. I'm like, Todd, you got to tell me the truth right now. Did you swallow those keys? Because if shit happens halfway through this flight, you're fucked. They're going to land this plane. You're going to fuck everything up. You got to let me know right now if you swallowed those keys. Don't lie to me. And he still said yes. The flight attendant came. And we told him the situation, and they started freaking out, and then they said that he was kidding. But it was too late at that point. Like, the flight attendants all started to freak out, and they were like, okay, you guys need to get off the plane.
Wow.
Because of what I did. But, like, I just wish they told me the truth, because, like,
honestly.
Flights aren't a thing to, like, joke about
or
poke fun on.
Just, like.
Do you remember when Jerome Jarre, Viner, he got, like, arrested, or not arrested on a flight, but because he, like, was trying to film, like, a little Vine with him, like, with, like, an inner tube on.
What was the Vine again?
It was, like, he just wanted to, like, he went into a bathroom on a flight, I'm pretty sure, like, put on, like, a little Speedo swimsuit and like an inner tube around him and came out and was like, oh, ducky 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 or something. And the flight attendants were like, no, this is not a place for you to draw attention to yourself.
Right.
Like, that's not the only people who can like have attention and authority like on an airplane are the flight attendants and the
like
captain.
That is the one place where everybody's on edge.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah,
you like, can't do anything. Just get on and get
right.
off. That's it.
Oh, and I speak in experience because I'm fucking.
I got
to
tell you guys a story. My parents when we were leaving Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So they had a flight and it got delayed a couple hours. They go to get on. They're getting ready. They taxi out. They're getting ready to take off. They start giving it gas like they're about to take off, and then they stopped. And my parents were like, "What?" Like, they just didn't take off.
Yeah.
And then they circled back, and then they went back to where, like, they put the loading ramp.
Yeah.
And then they're waiting there, and, like, they're sitting on the plane. They're like, what's going on? Like, they were about to take off. It didn't happen. And I guess, like, a check engine light, whatever they're called for planes. Like, you know, like, your check engine light on your car? It was something like that that came on for the plane, so they, like, immediately stopped the plane before taking off.
What?
And they're like, what the fuck? So they're sitting there waiting, and then they have a mechanic, some guy coming in, and, like, they're working on the plane as they're sitting on it.
All right, you're done.
So they're like, okay, this is pretty sketchy. So they're working on the plane. Hour goes by. They get ready to go take off again, and then they're like, oh, wait, stop. Hold on, we got to put more gas in it because we were sitting there with the airplane on. And like they were burning gas that whole time, like sitting there waiting. So we got to refuel. So then they're like, oh shit. So then they stop. They start. Then they put more gas in it.
Oh no.
Then they go to take off again. As they're giving it, like getting on the taxi to go like give it gas to like take off, they stopped again. As they're like gaining speed, then they like stopped and like went and circled back. And they're like, check engine lights on again. I was like, get off the fucking plane.
Yeah.
Like, three different like things.
What airline was this?
Allegiant.
It's a Spirit.
But that's terrifying.
And the captain is saying this like on the intercom being like, sorry, the check engine light's on.
Just turn it was on again. Some light indicator saying that something is wrong with the engine.
They had to update them. Yeah.
Oh. Get me then, off that plane. No, I would
Zane would like, open the exit door, go down the slide, just go.
I don't care. I'd be selfish at that point. I'd be like, guys, I'm sorry. I'm getting off this plane. Like, fuck that. That's just like a sign.
They eventually let them off. It took them so long to off the plane, and they put everybody in a hotel room, which was nice.
Wow. But like, imagine getting ready to take off like three times and then being like, wait.
Nope. Guys, if you're flying, by the way, we're so sorry.
They're just sitting there like,
you're going to be fine. You're fine.
Okay, we got to drop the flight talk. We've been on it for like 20 minutes, it seems like. We are
fucking up. There's one person out there just freaking out.
Oh, Mariah, did you pick up a worm? What happened the other day?
Matt, trying to change
the subject.
Matt just pointed at Mariah, picked up a worm, and he tapped me if I wanted to talk about it. And I was like, and he still brings it up.
Because he doesn't know what happened.
Yeah, but
it was
so
right
stupid.
After you guys left.
It sounds funny.
All right, whatever. After you guys left last podcast, we were sitting on the floor just like talking with our friend Mike. And I was picking up the little, people were correcting me last podcast. I called it garnish and it's garland.
Yes.
What's
garnish is what you put on top of food. Like you garnish how you
garland. Correct. Yeah. And what did you call that? Wait, what's garland?
Garland is like the silver thing.
That's like tinsel.
Tinsel. All right, I always called it tinsel.
I was picking up tinsel from the
ground. I have
never
heard any of those words in my life.
Because remember, Zane has a small dictionary.
Very small.
It's not in his dictionary.
It's not his vocabulary, but Zane calls vocabulary dictionary. Wait, so the garland.
Yeah, I was picking up the pieces from the ground, and I went to pick up one, and it was just like a long, red, skinny one, and I touched it, and it was a worm. Like
climbing in the fucking rug.
Ooh.
It was
like a long,
not a
skinny.
Y'all don't clean it?
I looked it up. What was it? A little centipede, but it was like really long, skinny, and red. Like it looked like
bright
this.
Red.
And ooh. I touched it.
You guys don't own a vacuum? Or anything?
Well, I just like popped up out of nowhere.
It's not my set.
All right.
But have you had the pest control come out at all? Is there a
worm
problem? This story
sucks.
Problem?
I'm not even putting it
in. Yeah, we got it.
Okay, fine. I just thought it was quirky.
Matt has a little update for us on the
Can Opener Bridge. If you guys don't know about Can Opener Bridge, on the last episode, Can Opener Bridge is this, I don't know, kind of famous bridge where a lot of trucks like keep getting into these crashes because it's too short for the trucks.
The bridge, yeah.
Well, a girl who, her name's Angel, is from this place. And guess what the name of the town with Can Opener Bridge is? Zanesville.
Oh, no my
way.
God. What?
Zane. And it's spelled Z-A-N-E-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Zanesville, wow. Ohio.
It
you
makes
cannot
sense.
Write this shit.
It makes sense.
It
Zane,
makes
that's
sense.
Crazy.
Because Zane, whoop, everything
just. Oh, wow.
Yaka.
She kind of just sent three things. She says, yes, there is a railroad track on top of the bridge. And two, they can't lower the asphalt on the road because the road itself is overlaps a body of water. And three, no, there's not enough signs leading up to the bridge. So yeah. Also, she just
but
says,
"But they gotta fix damn. It. You gotta fix it. It's like, yeah, we get it. There's a, but you gotta fix it somehow.
Something has to be done.
You gotta close down the road for now. Just make another one that goes around.
You go to Zanesville Town Hall. You're like, hi, I'm Zane.
I'm the mayor.
I'm the new mayor.
You gotta get like shirts from Zanesville, like the Zanesville
just
Zoo.
Can open our bridge.
Yeah." But yeah, that was just the update on Can Opener Bridge.
That was great. I love that.
Damn.
And
I was going to say, did you guys see the new Apple computer? I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. You sent it in the group chat. I didn't like look into it, but it's like $58,000 or something.
You can like, okay, so if you get it fully loaded with the best memory card, graphics, whatever, it's like $57,000.
It's that expensive because of the memory, I'm guessing. Because when you get a new phone, the bigger right, the memory you go, it's just yeah. like skyrockets. So I'm guessing it's the memory.
If you get the highest memory, it's a $25,000 option.
I don't Jesus. Get it.
For what do you... What?
Like, you get to click, like, which one you want, but and it says, like, plus $25,000.
What, like...
That does not sound right.
I don't... It does not make sense to me.
Even if you're making movies or editing movies, you don't need something like that. It's like, what do you need something like that for?
You still have to buy the computer screen. That's just the computer. You have to buy the monitor. This is just the computer.
Yeah, yeah, there's no screen. It's just...
I don't know. I saw people just grating cheese. I think they didn't realize how expensive it is once you buy the most souped up version of it. Like, I think on the site, they were like, well, obviously this part comes to this much. This part comes to this much.
I think they're trying to Elon Musk it for publicity, you know, trying to make something really expensive. I mean, we sent it around. Like, what?
We sent it. I sent it around. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I bought one.
Mariah.
You did. He's like, we didn't talk about this. So, yeah, you're definitely not going to give someone that for Christmas. Or if you've got a lot of money, you are.
But if you do need to find something for Christmas, you should get our merch that we have up on fanjar.co/ZaneandHeath, baby.
Plug it. We got cute coffee mugs. We also have these lovely phone cases. They got the insert for, you know.
Where's our Jackie? Matt, get a little hoodie. We got to show it off. Mm-hmm. We were going to hang it up behind us and we keep forgetting to do that.
Yeah, we should.
I'll do it.
Show it off. Show it off. Look.
Matt, now's your time to shine.
It's soft. It's cozy. It says unfiltered on the front, and then the neon sign is on the back.
I want to be on that side.
It's so cute, and please keep sending us pictures of you guys in the merch.
That'd be cool.
We love them. What?
If we did a podcast where it's just the four of us on this couch, like all of us just in a row.
That would be a lot easier for Mariah to edit too, mm-hmm. huh?
Oh, yeah.
And so, guys, before we finish our whole plug, because we have no ad reads on this one, you're welcome, guys. our coffee is, I know we keep saying it, it's almost ready. We're sorry it's taking so long, but we do want to make sure it's perfect before we release it, because
you did
it
pick
is something
the final
that
design.
We just, it's completely finalized, the bag, the design, everything is done.
Yeah.
We said yes to the dress, and we're getting the sample sent out to us. And we're going to see the final product. And we're really,
really
excited about it.
We're really excited.
So it's coming soon, guys. Hang in there.
Oh, I filmed some people's reactions. We didn't do a lot, but our friends are loving the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, Carly literally threw her bag away of coffee after she tried ours.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that was a genuine reaction. This wasn't
loved
for
it,
me.
Yeah.
She actually loved it, which I was like, I FaceTime Heath immediately. I'm like, dude, Carly just threw her bag of coffee away because she loved ours so much.
That's right. That is right. Merry Christmas.
It's that because we are roasting our beans in-house. Mm-hmm. We're chopping them up. Mariah's baking them. And Matt is packaging them.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
And I'm sitting back.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys excited for Christmas?
I'm really excited, but it doesn't feel like Christmas to me yet. Like,
Now it doesn't feel like Christmas for you?
We got the decorations. Like, we got the stuff going, but now I'm not in the Christmas spirit now.
You gotta find it in your heart, Heath. Christmas is there.
Matt, stop being white for one podcast, please, okay?
I feel like I've been like really annoying Zane. I've been just like singing Christmas songs like all around. I'm like, okay, Google.
No, I really do want to.
I've been listening to Justin Bieber, Drummer Boy. It's an oldie but goodie.
It's slap.
I hate Drummer Boy.
I didn't
really enjoy the song when you guys played it in the car.
You weren't even listening to it.
Justin Bieber did Drummer Boy?
Uh-huh. With Busta Rhymes. He's got Busta Rhymes on it too.
No, this really.
I'm dead ass serious.
It goes hard.
Matt also doesn't like remixes though. I feel like he really likes just classic shit.
Yeah.
Classical movies, classical music.
I do.
I'm excited for Christmas.
I am.
I do really want to celebrate Christmas with your family one year though. I just want to experience that white privileged life.
Stop it. What was the best?
I just want to plunge, you know? I just want to like really just do what you do.
That's like the Thanksgiving one. But yeah, the Christmas party is going to be pretty fun this year.
Remember, we were at the Streamies and Mr. Beast won an award and he made a video saying that he couldn't be there. He's doing a crazy video.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, interesting. He couldn't make to the streams. I wonder what the video is.
Yeah. Did he post it?
Yeah, he posted on Twitter what the video is.
He said,
insane. Wait, ready? So it's a picture of $1 million in a glass box.
Ooh, that looks...
in $1 bills. He did a video where four people put their hands on it, and the last to remove their hand gets all the money.
I find that just disgusting.
Like seeing what people will do for money.
Yes. And especially it's very cool that someone's life will be changed by $1 million. But like, I don't know.
Having to like compete.
It's really sadistic. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean,
like, what can I make these people do? Yes. And put them through. How long can they endure something?
As I stood in a box for 13 hours to win $3,000.
What's a difference? But here's the thing. What's the difference between that and the show Survivor? You know, what's it like? What's the difference?
It's like we're talking about making people just stand there with their hand on an object with $1 million right in front of like your face, just going, ooh, how long can you hang in?
There's a lot of
knowing like what psychologically all those people are going to be going through. Like, if I let go of this, I'm going to lose my shot at winning $1 million. It's just like.
But Matt, I would rather do that than do an entire 3-month show on Survivor, having to do all this shit. And then you may not win $1 million in the end.
People go on Survivor because it's a physical challenge. There's like stuff to it. I think
an easier way. That's the easiest way to get $1 million.
But it makes me cringe just the idea of thinking about these people.
I see what you guys mean. I totally get it. But I'm trying to like I'm playing
like
both
the,
sides.
I watched the one where it was a bunch of people standing on like a bunch of ropes, and they started one by one cutting a rope as they're like standing on it, and they're like holding on to something above them.
Is this a YouTube video or is this on?
It was like one of his first ones for the million dollars.
Got it. Mr. Beast, if you don't know who he is, he's a YouTuber. He does a lot of like giveaways. He's done a crazy donation.
Yeah, I like his videos. Like, yeah. I know I'm a fan of him. I don't think it's like him, but it's just like that one like is just like, ugh. Yeah. Like, I'm... Mm-mm.
He's planted 18 million trees, though.
Crazy.
That's
insane.
Nuts.
Insane.
Or no. He's raised $18 million to plant trees.
Where are the trees going to be planted? I don't even...
He's just said around the world.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool. Our backyard.
Oh, my God.
He's just coming in. We're like... I mean, that's crazy, insane. Though. Just to be able to give away $1 million like that is... Yeah. Crazy.
You must be doing really well.
You know, that's how, I think, what movie is that? That's sometimes how they used to catch criminals. They hold a contest for like a free car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's, and, a, it's like an old thing. Radio shows used to do it. Like, we're giving away, like,
yeah. But you lure in like certain criminals or people who like, I don't know, maybe have like warrants out for their arrest or something. And they end up like turning up because they're really desperate for the money and they need something. And they'll like... I don't know if they staged
Wait
it.
A second. Like, go more into Diesel.
Okay, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's the movie Bernie. No, yeah, Bernie. With like Matthew McConaughey and Jack Black, which is based on a true story.
I've seen only like 15 minutes of that movie, but I don't remember.
And there's like a scene they talk about where like, oh, he was the best detective in town. He figured out the best way to catch the criminal by was having a keep your hand on a car contest. Yeah. And that's how he
I mean,
like,
that's an old thing. Like, they did it in like that 70s show.
Yeah.
Where you keep your hand on the car, last one gets it. They did it in Psych.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't an episode of Boy Meets World like that or something? I don't know.
It's a classic.
But yeah. Well, what's going to be interesting is the dialogue that goes down and those people making compromises, mm-hmm. being like,
yeah,
well, hey, let's split it, you and me. Like, if we did it 50-50, and then the other person who was the third person who like, I was like, you guys split it? Like, I could have had a piece.
It's crazy how much more money you get once a hand gets off that box for the others that are still there.
Oh, I would start playing, I don't know, then like
because
this dark side
about
of
it,
me.
Like, seeing people wanting to split it, if I was there and seeing people be like, let's just do it, I'd be like, fuck you. No, I want $1 million.
I would love to do something like The Amazing Race. I think that would be just like a crazy experience.
We
really
were considering doing it.
Well, yeah, me and Matt were considering doing it.
Yeah, you guys talk about it a lot. Damn, you like it.
Well, Matt was watching it. Like, he was watching it for, I feel like, a week every day. So I decided to just watch it with him. And I was just like, this would be crazy to be a part of that show. And just like, because you don't have you get a phone, but you can't go on the internet or anything. Like, you're really just restricted on everything. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's so cool. It's a cool concept.
And like, it's like some of them are really physical. Some are like really psychological challenges. Yeah. And it's fun watching it with Zane because I'm like, okay, would you do that or I do that? And like, how would we split it up? Funny. And some of the challenges are really tough.
They're so tough. So like, they had to watch this whole video. And then they would get questioned on like shit that happened in the video. But like the questions would be like, you would never remember what happened in that video because they were so specific.
They are really interesting challenges. And I remember I watched it that one time I went over to you guys' house and it was like, you get to choose which one you want to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, did you make the right decision choosing the right one? That,
yeah.
Like,
Mm-hmm. Like the skydive, like it was like a, it was like either like a trivia thing or a skydiving one, and people would choose a skydiving one, and they would just last minute back out because they got too scared, and that just like takes more time away from you. Like,
yeah, wow. You really have to know your partner and like know their limits and what their capabilities are, because,
and there's just some things that you can't back out of. You got to do it. Like if you want to make it through to keep to win the money, you got to jump off that fucking cliff and swing down the.
Do you pick your partner or you, it's a stranger? Yeah.
No, you pick your partner.
You pick your partner.
That'd be so interesting if it was a stranger.
No.
It wouldn't be fair. Yeah, I don't think it'd be fair because...
But that's the whole point is like you root for the people, I don't know, like it's all about
their bond
story,
and their
and their chemistry, and that's what you're capturing is like seeing like two friends who've known each other forever getting in a fight or, you know, a couple that's newly married and they're going to win $1 million. It's like, I don't know. We should go. We should do it. Like, you guys, we'll go against you guys. Oh, and we roadblock y'all. Like, okay. On the first thing, we have like a huge dude. They would
just
actually
slash your tie. Just
imagine me and Zane on a team.
Oh my god, you guys wouldn't leave start.
Heath, that'd we'd be good.
Oh, we would crush.
Oh, we'd fly.
It'd be like the physical,
line.
The mental.
We'd be.
Mariah, oh my, we would be really, really bad.
They would put us on though because it's entertaining.
Right. There was an episode where the whole thing was like a Rolex. You gotta like something. You gotta make a Rolex or get a Rolex. So people were looking for a watch and then realized that Rolex is an actual. It's a burrito.
It's like rolled eggs.
It's rolled eggs. But people didn't really realize what? It was that until like because it was more. You had to find out more and more clues that
it was somewhere
like,
in
not
Africa.
A watch.
Yeah, it was somewhere in Africa, and the challenge was going to like a flea market, and they were like, "You need to go find a Rolex." And which is like Rolex, but Rolex is also called like rolled eggs. It's like this famous dish.
Yeah.
And these people, like they read it, but they didn't realize it meant rolled eggs, not a Rolex. Yeah. So they were walking around looking for Rolexes and they couldn't find it because they're in the watch section. But if you go to the food section, that's where it was.
I know we wouldn't get past that. Like we'd be fucked.
No.
Like,
yeah.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
It would be fun to like challenge yourself and like.
Yeah.
I know.
Damn.
They should have a mini one like in the town. They should have like a Los Angeles, like
we
amazing
should do
like race.
A United States like Amazing Race. That'd be really cool.
And just LA.
like how Keenan and JC did like the reality show. We should make our own like sort of.
You think so?
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool.
Zane's like, I gotta fly.
If you're listening to this, we already came up with the show. It's already out.
Yeah, it's already out.
We talked about a lot, guys.
Mm-hmm, we should.
We're not going to have shit for next week.
we got to get taken off on the road here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Jeff's.
It's Jeff's birthday. And yeah. We're all going to Big Bear. I decided. Ooh. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Yeah. Fucking let's go.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull my snowboard decoration down and ride it.
That's going to snap in half. That's been out there for so long. The dust collector is going to just fucking go through the cracks. Mm-mm. Oh, man. Okay. So we got to get going, guys. But thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And thank God I didn't do it on stage.
Here's Kesha.
Here's Kesha.
Thank you guys again. Make sure to listen to the podcast every Monday. The video comes out every Tuesday on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Mm-hmm. And guys, if you haven't left a review on the podcast, please make sure to do that as well.
On the podcast app, five star, really appreciate it. It helps us a lot. Mm-hmm. What else? What else do we need to plug in? I feel like we always forget to plug in. But
just keep listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Keep listening to it. Just stay committed.
Ride the rain, Matt.
Keep listening. We love it when you guys listen, and it's only going to get better from here on out. So never miss it.
What do we provide, y'all? We provide
the juice, the funny.
My favorite thing is when people come up to us and they're like, "I love your podcast." Like, I know it's exciting.
I'm not very into that.
No, it's cool. Like every time we go somewhere, it's not like,
yeah, we're getting more.
It's
adults.
Not like I love you in David's vlog anymore.
Yeah, I'm really proud of us guys. We should probably get each other gifts for Christmas, huh?
An unboxing on the podcast.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Or do we do a Secret Santa? Or do we have enough people for a Secret
Nobody's
Santa?
Nobody's gonna be home for Christmas. We'd have to do it early.
Oh yeah, that's true. We'll do it early
next week.
Let's do it.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right,
well, thank
ready.
You.
Why did it feel like a ready break moment? That's kind of cool.
Okay, yeah, guys, thank you so much, and we will see you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.
Love ya. Besos. Mwah. Kisses.
Mm.
That's how Joe Rogan ends his podcast. He's always like, big kisses. Mwah.
Oh, okay. Well,
really?
Oh, God.
That was good.
Okay, we're done.
Oh, my God.
Big puke kisses. Mwah.